The fourth round of the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, renegotiations began this week in the Washington, D.C. area. Negotiators from the U.S., Canada, and Mexico are expected to address some of the more difficult and challenging issues that need to be resolved in order to reach a new agreement. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us to talk about cotton's priorities in the renegotiation process.
One of the items of interest to the U.S. cotton and textile industry are discussions that are expected to take place during this round about a proposal that the U.S. put forward to address some of the existing loopholes within the yarn forward provisions of the current NAFTA agreement. The proposal by the U.S. is intended to help close those loopholes so that we can ensure that the duty-free access under NAFTA is only accruing to those cotton products that originate in one of the three countries and are not being transshipped from other countries and therefore getting unwarranted duty-free access to the U.S. market. So we'll continue to track these NAFTA negotiations. All three countries have talked about the need to try to wrap up these negotiations as quickly as possible, ideally by the end of this calendar year, but that's increasingly unlikely and they're expected to spill over into early 2018.
Shifting from the trade front, we saw both the House and Senate make progress on their budgets.
In the House, they approved their fiscal year 18 budget resolution, while the Senate Budget Committee voted their version out of committee, and the full Senate is expected to take it up next week. It's important that the House and Senate can both agree on a final budget package, as that will help clear the way for Congress to try to tackle comprehensive tax reform, and both the House and Senate leadership in both bodies, as well as the White House, are working on an aggressive timeline, hoping that they can get a tax reform package approved either late this year or early 2018. It's a very aggressive, ambitious timeline, but once the budget is behind them, they'll be, I think, solely focused on trying to get tax reform done as quickly as possible.
In the meantime, the Senate is also making progress on getting additional nominees confirmed and in place for important positions in the Department of Agriculture.
Up until just a week ago, Secretary Perdue was the only Senate-confirmed individual at USDA, but now his Deputy Secretary, Steve Sinske, is in place, as well as the Undersecretary for Trade, Ted McKinney. And then we also saw two other USDA nominees be considered last week by the Senate Ag Committee, and those are Bill Northey to be Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, and then Greg Ipok to be Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Services. So we anticipate they will be confirmed relatively soon by the Senate and be in place. And other important nominees are the Chief Ag Negotiator at the U.S. Trade Representative's Office, and that individual, Greg Dowd, also had his confirmation hearing last week. And so we're anxious for Greg to be in place, given all of the work that's going on agricultural trade issues. And then finally, there are four key individuals that are pending confirmation for leadership positions at the Environmental Protection Agency, and the Cotton Council is strongly supporting those individuals as well, and look